From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Powerful aftershocks shook southwestern Peru today as rescue workers pulled hundreds of bodies from the rubble in the cities of Ica and Pisco. Last night's magnitude 8.0 earthquake destroyed much of those cities and killed at least 450 people. The United Nations says that figure is expected to go higher as crews dig through the debris of fallen buildings. Giorgio Ferrario is with the International Federation of the Red Cross in Lima. He says the first relief supplies will be flown into the area tonight or early tomorrow. Water, food, and medicine for the roughly 1,500 injured and the thousands who are now without shelter.
The situation is quite worrying. What we see from the pictures that are now reaching the Peruvian television and the people that we sent on the field from the Peruvian Red Cross and the volunteers of the Peruvian Red Cross that have been on the field for a while now, the situation is the damage is quite extensive. So the worry, while we're still working on phase one and phase two, together with other organizations, with the firemen and with the civil defense on the rescue search and rescue operations, etc. And we're still working also on the provision of the first emergency goods and relief items. Yes. We're already thinking about the real impact of this earthquake, which is on the livelihood of those people.
In the vicinity of the earthquake, are there any hospitals or clinics nearby that might be able to treat the wounded, or is that going to be entirely a job for aid organizations like yours?
No, the Ministry of Health has recalled all the personnel of health, and they've been working extensively during the first hours after the earthquake, during all the night. And this has been very, very helpful, it has to be said that the capacity of the Ministry of Health sometimes has seemed almost overwhelmed, which is perfectly understandable under present circumstances. But yes, for sure, there are hospitals, both in Pisco and in Ica. So it's a region, those are small towns. The setup of the area is actually, it's a mixture of small towns and rural areas with small villages and small communities. So the news that we're getting, the images that we're getting from the urban part of the area, but we're getting much less information from the rural area.
Are you able, or are the Peruvians able, to get water and emergency food to people in the area struck?
Well, we've been coordinating together with the local authorities, with the central authorities. This is, for example, INDECI, which is the civil defense of Peru. And I think they're making a big effort in order to make sure that at least a minimum provision be made available. Nevertheless, we have to start thinking that in a few days, those first local resources could be exhausted. So what we have to start thinking in terms of provision of water, provision of food, provision of relief items, is to consider the needed for the medium and long term.
Well, Giorgio Ferrario of the International Federation of the Red Cross in Lima, Peru, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.